This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour here as we begin our overview of the news talk issues and items from this past week. Every week at this time, during this hour, the people who work on the DJV program with me, take the opportunity to go through the numbers, the stories, the people, as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And you can find this list every week, published at Talkers, in fact. So we have the usual 10 stories. They aren't the usual stories, but it's always 10 of them and 10 people. Number 10 this week, ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here to go through the list, is technology. Victoria, the technological sort of expert. Not that we aren't all becoming more
enthusiast.
Expert.
Enthusiast. Yes. I'm a tech enthusiast.
Expert. That's good. I'll have to remember that. I'll write that. Remind me of that when I introduce you as you do the review of the top 10 technology items of the week. You're a technology enthusiast. So what are you enthused? I suppose we all ought to talk about what we're more enthused. We're on the top of the curve here because we do our program from our respective homes.
I think our country and probably the world has never had to rely on technology as heavily as we have in the last few weeks. People are relying on internet. Internet systems are so far holding up, but they're stretched. Kids are doing homeschooling with Zoom and online learning. People are working from home with Zoom. If Zoom didn't exist right now, I don't know what people would do. Friends are FaceTiming. We've got a happy hour FaceTime, every week with our friends. So it's technology. Is keeping us connected in every possible way.
Wait a minute. Okay, I want to find out about that. This is news to me. You have a happy hour.
That's a
FaceTime.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's been doing it with her friends.
Yeah, I have one
weeks.
This weekend, too.
Yeah. Really?
I don't have any. I haven't been invited to
Somebody
any.
Invited me to one of these.
What are you going to drink at happy hour? Some orange juice?
Well, no, you're invited. You can drink non-alcoholic juice. Stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks. But it's literally the way, like literally and figuratively, that's how we're staying connected. So technology, I would argue, should be further up the list than number 10. But
Maybe. Yeah. All right. So that is part of what our reality is. And that's it. It's a reality check as much as anything else. And you said it was pretty reliable. I guess I would wonder.
So far, everything seems to be holding up. A lot of the telecom companies and internet service providers, I think, have done right by customers. They've removed data caps, knowing that the entire family, you could have a family of four or five people at home. The kids need tablets to do their schoolwork. The parents need to work. So everyone would just be blowing through data like crazy, so they've removed data caps. They've a lot of companies have decided not to throttle any data, which is also nice because especially if kids need online learning, the last thing they need is a slow connection to their teacher. So I think the tech world has stepped up.
So is the AT&T Sprint thing that was finalized this past week, is that having an impact?
Sprint.
T-Mobile.
No,
sorry, yes.
No. If you are a T-Mobile or Sprint customer, you're not going to see any real differences for a few years.
Okay. All right, scams, number 8 on the story list as we get toward, moving toward number 1. The scams, the text that you're receiving about the coronavirus probably isn't true. You're probably getting other approaches. My phone's been ringing off the hook this week to the point where I'm answering it and telling the people on the other end where they can go. And it isn't. I'm tired.
It's not even just, scams. It's scams, but it's also some of the price gouging and the posting. Because think about what we're all desperately trying to buy. We're all desperately trying to buy cleaning products. We're all trying to buy masks now because that looks like it's going to be a new reality in California now. Everybody's supposed to wear a mask, and it's thought that the federal government's going to issue those warnings as well that everybody should be wearing a mask. That's in demand. Gloves. I had an issue with gloves. Bleach wipes. I mean, everything is just at a premium. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking. My mom was trying to find masks, and she was looking all over the place. And she ended up buying some masks on eBay for like $80. Oh, wow. I spent $40 on 200 plastic gloves. Now, I'm doing it, and thank God I have the $40 to spend because I want some plastic gloves so I can go get gas and go to the grocery store. But,
well,
you know, for people
those
who don't,
things,
that's ridiculous.
There should be a law against price gouging. It's,
yes.
In this time,
oh, there are plenty of
and
laws.
There is.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it was the Attorney General just a week ago who came out and said, we're going to come after you if we have evidence that you're hoarding.
Well, the gas companies are doing
price gouging.
Look at the prices in California, still over $3 a gallon. Come on.
Actually,
the price
I
of
paid
oil
$2.79. I couldn't believe it. I almost cried.
In Jersey, I don't think I've ever remember gas being below $2, and I paid $1.89.
Yeah.
I couldn't
$1.99 is the national average, or at
should
least it
should be way below that.
Yeah.
Even because barrel of oil is $20 now, so it's way, way down. It's one third of what it was when the prices were as they were a month or so ago. So there's a scam right there, or a fraud. I went into, I usually, in circumstances like this, a little corner market, a fruit market that I have that's attached to a farm. It's nearby me, and I go get my apples and things there. And so I went there yesterday to get some supplies, some food and things, because I didn't want to go to a big store, and they didn't have a couple of things. So I went to Whole Foods. And the gouging that's going on there is unbelievable. I had two small bags of stuff that cost me $200.
What did you buy?
I just regular food. I bought some gluten-free bread, mostly gluten-free products, and some of the specialty stuff. They've jacked the prices up. It's outrageous. So, all right. So number nine, scams. Number eight, our relationship with China. I don't even want to get started on that. My God.
As Governor Cuomo has been saying, the most pathetic irony of all of this is that now not only are we looking to borrow money from China, but we're also looking to China for all of the supplies.
That
to
needs
protect
to be changed.
Us.
The American public needs to stand up and say, no more of this. Let's see how much courage Americans have when it comes to not buying this crap that's made in China.
And
that's one way of getting this scam.
Even more of this, the most important concern that I have about China is our prescription drugs. We've got to get the pharmaceuticals
back
to bring
Puerto Rico.
Back to here. Or
I wonder if there's somebody
that
can introduce a bill, somebody who's got enough courage to stand up and say no more prescription drugs made. That's a place to start. And then a bunch
the
of other things.
The one who's really been on this is Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas. He's been sort of the one loudest, I think, in all of Congress, saying we need to hold China accountable. We need to ask them more questions. We shouldn't believe what they're telling us. And
that should be the mantra of everybody. Never mind. Find out more information. Get them held responsible. Economically, they've destroyed with their action or inaction the economy of the world. I mean, that's not just, we're not playing tiddlywinks here. People who are dying because of what they have done. People who have lost all of their assets. People whose lives are ruined by these bastards. It's time they get held accountable. So let's see who stands up and has got the chutzpah to take
care
of
that. That should be an entire platform of someone running for office.
Yes, absolutely. You're right.
There's enough meat to it for sure, because like even Jen said, even our medicines are affected by it. Yeah. So every aspect of our lives,
we've
down
created
to our pet
this
food
monster
that's made
ourselves.
In China that's killing our pets. It's every part of our life.
It's everywhere. Yep, because it's cheap. In a moment, we'll deal with number seven, celebrities who are falling, who have had the disease. We'll go through a list of those people as we have time on the overview. This is the Talk Radio Review at 16 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Ariston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
All right, so we have at number 7 this week on our overview of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine to discuss those celebrities who have passed. I think we paid attention to this fellow that was, what is it, Wednesday, I think he died, Alan, is it Schlesinger?
Adam Schlesinger, Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah, right. There are others probably that need to be underscored. Wonder Tom Hanks seems to be doing better with his wife, right?
Yeah,
they
fine.
Seem to be fully recovered now.
Yeah. What about Cuomo's brother?
He's on the mend. Yeah.
He was talking about having fever dreams and not being able to sleep and losing some vision in his left eye. And he said he'd swear under oath that his father sat on the bed with him because his fever was so high.
You know, it's really amazing in that family how much they all look alike. The brother, like the father. Yeah.
And he appeared on, I want to say it was Thursday's, the daily briefing that Governor Cuomo does. And so he brought Chris in on Skype and just to have Chris talk about what the symptoms were, how he went through it. He had full body tremors that were so bad, he chipped his own tooth shivering. I mean, it's it was no joke. And he said it's unlike anything he's ever experienced. George Stephanopoulos' wife, Allie Wentworth, she's an actress and a comedian. She has it really bad right now. She's at home and she's sequestered. George is the only one allowed in and out of her bedroom. And she said it's unlike anything she's ever experienced. So these cases are self-resolving. It's no fun. It's no picnic. So this is not something anyone wants to get, even if you're younger and healthy.
A lot of celebrities are giving of their time and talent to, we all know about the performing at home stuff, but a lot of them are giving a lot of time and talent to, look at all the info about Taylor Swift this week, giving, and there are many others as well.
Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Dolly's done a lot. Yep. A lot of people are trying to help out as well they can, and maybe well they should, and they certainly can. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're telling you our stories and how they relate. The listeners who are in touch with us, things that we are prioritizing for the benefit of the people that listen to the DJV program every day. And so we take all of our experiences, put them together, and apply them to these stories that Talkers Magazine comes up with, the top 10 list of people and stories. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen. At number 6, the story of how this is affecting our educational systems and what went on before things were on lockdown. I think that I become more disgusted every week with the stories about how, especially on some of the upscale colleges and universities, students were partying. Vanderbilt University in Nashville is the latest one to announce after it closed its dormitories. And they didn't really put the classes online, but they didn't send the kids home. So the kids stayed and partied. And so now they brought all of that stuff. It's so damned irresponsible. I don't get where their parents are. Even if the school's closed, you bring the kids home. But before leaving campus and returning their homes all around the country, hundreds of Vanderbilt students attended parties. They ignored the school's instructions to go and not to do it, but they didn't force the kids out. So they crowded into dorms and apartments, and they posed for group pictures. Mm. They're all over Instagram.
And now they go home and spread it to their grandparents.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, how selfish. What are you? You're in college. You're supposed to be learning something, you morons.
And Vanderbilt's supposed to be pretty smart kids, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Vanderbilt's quite a good upscale university. But that's just one of the examples of this situation. But then you hear, I guess I got my own experience, my grandson, who's 5, who went to preschool this year for the first time, and he's not going, and he's asking his mother and father questions, and they're giving him answers. And he understands it. When I talked to him on Facebook the other day, I said, Miles, what do you think? He said, a lot of people are going to get sick.
Oh.
Okay.
Sad.
So, yeah, it is.
You know what's really sad for Miles is that he probably thinks all of school is going to be like this. And, boy, is he going to be in for it when he has to do a full year. That's what I told Jeff, my fiancé and his kids. They're going to get used to this, not being in school all the time. It's
well,
really, that's a concern.
It sort of speaks to number 5 on the countdown, the way personal relationships are being handled, family relationships. You were talking earlier about the Friday, what is it, a bar thing? You have a...
Oh, the happy hour. FaceTime happy hour. Or
FaceTime.
Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So is there a lot more of that? Is that an age thing? Or do you think it's happening across the
Well, Jen's
spectrum?
Mom's doing it, so no.
Yep, it's not an age thing, that's for sure.
Yeah. So she's, what, does she get looped with all of her friends at her age?
Well, looped is a strong word for my mom, but she'll have a glass of wine and she'll sit and just they chat. They just talk about what they, you know, what they've been watching on TV, what they've been reading, what they've been doing to stay busy, the family. It's cute. It's fun. It's a way for people to see each other and feel connected. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of texting with my friends more than ever. I'm texting with people, even though I'm a horrible
texter.
So are
your mother and father having conversation better than the norm? How is that?
My mom and dad?
Yeah.
Oh, they're fine. They talk a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I know they do, but they don't talk about your father's girlfriend. So I wonder if
that's right. Well, who would want to do that
under
any circumstance?
Do you think somebody calls up and says, so let's talk about your relationship? I don't know if that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, well, anyway, so these relationships, though, that are, the good thing is that you have an opportunity to get to know people. I mean, a lot of times people that are married to each other don't really know each other. And they get together and they like each other, or they don't. And so would you tell me, Victoria, more divorces have been filed in the last two weeks in New York?
Spiking in New York City, over 50% up of divorce filings. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go. Work relationships, you wonder how those will be enhanced by the technology of working together that way. It's an interesting world we live in, that's for sure. We continue with our overview of the News Talk list in a matter of moments here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are more than 278,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and New York City has the most cases. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're scrambling to get hospital beds, protective clothing, and ventilators to meet the need.
We are beginning now a race against time as we prepare
for next week.
President Trump says the federal government's done its best for New York, blaming the state for not having enough ventilators.
Well, I always knew that pandemics are one of the worst things could happen. There's been nothing like this since probably 1917.
He's announcing new federal guidelines that recommend Americans wear face coverings when they're out in public.
These face coverings can be easily washed or reused. I want to emphasize that the CDC is not recommending the use of medical grade or surgical grade masks.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now, 34 at the hour, on our continuing review of the News Talk issues of the week, according to the list of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and this weekly overview, plus all the news of the talk hosts and stations around the country. But this is a gargantuan effort to listen to all of these stations and programs come up with what is a pretty respectable list every week. Top 10 stories, News Talk stories. We're at number 4, reviewing just for a second. Technology is number 10. The scams around number 9. Relationship with China number 8. Celebrities and their dealing with the COVID-19 7. Children and educational process going on or not in the country is number 6. And number 5, personal relationships and how they're changing. We're now at number 4, the politics of all of this, the presidential race. I have chosen on the DJV program to not have us focus on that because I don't think it gets us any place one way or another. I think,
is there still a race? Remember back in the good old days when we had time to talk about it?
I know, yeah. Well, I want to turn that around a little bit on the DJV show next week. But I'm not necessarily to gain in talking about politics, but there are lots of other things going on. I am, from my own perspective, my own wheelhouse, tired of listening to these same people drone on and on about Fox and the virus and what is achieved by that. Or the other side, we all kind of laugh. Even the Democrats are now laughing at Schumer. But what does that get you? It doesn't help solve the problem. It doesn't make life any better. If you want to have a quick word about I just thought it was interesting. Joe Biden has been very visible. Trump certainly has the mic. And although Biden was
and
on
the show, I mean, if you want to talk a little politics, if you watch these like shadow briefings or these interviews that he's trying to do, I mean, it's getting painful to watch those. Mm. I don't even. I mean,
he may not make it through the process. He really may not. They can come up with some other. Why? Because I think that there are a lot of people who want to see Cuomo on the top of the ticket.
But that's not going to happen. But what people want and what's reality
exactly? We need to come back to reality. You know, I mean, it's not going to happen.
I mean, you still have two choices at this point. I mean, obviously, it looks like it'll be Joe Biden, but you still have Bernie in it. But I think beyond those two,
does Bernie actually have a path? Because I know he says he does.
Logistically, there is a path, but he'd have to pull off magic tricks to make it work. And anything is possible because all of these states that were supposed to be voting right now. In April and in May, they're all postponed to June. So if something crazy happens, who knows?
But they're meaningless for the most part. And the political realities have changed so much. So anyway, all right, number three, the economic relief packages as they've been announced for the individuals and for corporations, how the markets are doing. If you're invested in gas and oil, I'm sorry. If you're invested in technology or health, hooray for you. And maybe now's the time to start buying. I think we're at the bottom, frankly. My instincts tell me we are pretty much at the bottom all the way around. There'll be things that'll happen that'll change our attitude about this in the next week or two. What I thought was the most outrageous example of the week of people, these guys, they just don't get it. Some they don't have the training. American Airlines they had 11 passengers on a flight. So they put them into three rows because they only bought basic economy. They bought the cheapest seats, and the cheapest seats are in the back of the plane, the last three rows, and they put all of them in those three rows. Are you that stupid that you don't get what that imagery looks like? I just don't. I mean, I fly American all the time, and I don't like doing it. I do it, and people say, well, why do you do it then? Because I have so many miles, I get an easy upgrade. But the way they run that damn airline, this is just indicative of it. Maybe the others, they're all so big, the Delta, United problems, probably somebody's pulled something stupid like that. But there are so many employees you can't control, you can't manage them, they're too big. So maybe one of the things that comes out of all of this is that we'll have some upstart companies in every field that'll come along, be leaner and meaner, and be able to, not necessarily meaner, but you know what I'm saying. That'll come along. Harder to do in a business like the airline business, but I think a lot of businesses, some of the statisticians are saying one out of every five small businesses will go out of business. Barbara Corcoran has said in an interview with the lady on Shark Tank that she figures most of the businesses that she started as a result of Shark Tank will go out of business, depending on how long this lasts. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Why would you say that, though? I mean, to your employees. Wasn't smart.
Well, she's pretty blunt. I don't think she...
Yeah, okay. Well, you can be blunt to a fault.
Yeah.
Any other observations? Your husband is an example. Well, both of you, Jennifer, your fiancé, is he working at home or is he going into the hospital or what is he doing? How is he
managing? Well, he's doing a little bit of both. So he actually works in the office building across the street from the hospital, so he doesn't go in every single day to the hospital, thank God. Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah.
He's been moving all of his employees home, and he's almost done with that, so he'll be able to work at home. But he had this catastrophic call with the planners this week, and they want him now to start working in, like, the check-in area of the emergency room where they're going to be triaging people in the parking lot with tents. And they need all of the administration staff.
There's the new normal there.
Yeah, and they want all the administration staff to do it. They all have to take a couple of shifts for the next 5 weeks. And it's scary. You know, I don't know exactly what we're going to do. He's got his dad living with him who's a little bit, you know, a little older. We're all a little older, I guess. Mm-hmm. And his two kids. So it's rough.
Well, and your husband's working from home now, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to do, using technology, he can do everything he can do at the office. So will that be the new normal when all of this goes away?
I don't think so.
What would happen if it was? What would your relationship be like if he was, you know, it's okay, we're having fun now, But how are you work at home? If he worked at home, what would that do to the?
Well, I guess the difference would be: are we allowed to go back out into public? So, like, if I can go and work out and go to my spin class, and he's still at home working, then that's fine. But if this goes on where you're both working at home and you also can't go out in public, then that's tough. I mean, we're fine. We're lucky. We don't. But I have friends who are having they're struggling with it. It's not easy, relationships get
it's a lot of together time. And when you're in New York especially, I was thinking about those people who are living in 500 square foot apartments. I mean,
yep.
$1 million
Yeah, at least on the West Coast, most people have a little bit extra space to yard around a little bit.
You can go outside, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, number two on our list here is an overview of the system and how it's being taxed. I thought it was, as we look through at the end of the week when we put this program together, the big hotspot is not New York, is not Los Angeles, not Chicago, but Louisiana. And the hot spots that are there. This is the epicenter now of the crisis as it still goes up the hill. I think a lot of data suggests that the apex has been reached in New York and in Los Angeles.
No, it hasn't hit New York yet.
No, well, I think it has in Los Angeles.
No, are you kidding?
I'm not saying the end of the month. I'm saying with the number of people, the numbers of people affected, dying, and that sort of thing.
No, New York is still, they don't even know, 21 days away from the apex. No. You're talking about the apex, and so it's 21 days.
Different definitions of it. Maybe I should more...
Well, the apex that everyone else is using is the peak of it. So the peak is still 21 days away. I know.
Apex.
But we don't want to give false information.
I do want to give people hope
LA,
that this isn't going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Well, it won't.
Yeah. So,
They're saying that next week is going to be really tough in L.A., the following week even worse, and probably by the end of April is when it will hit kind of.
Well, there are 10,000 cases in California now, right?
Right. But that's kind of a drop in the bucket when you look at New York.
200 are dead. Right. But when you compare it to New York, even Massachusetts is up. Close to those numbers, as a matter of fact, given the fact that it's a much smaller state. Massachusetts
has Louisiana, 2,700 cases in one day.
One day, yeah.
Yeah.
One day. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the list of stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items include, at number 10, the focus on technology and how it's working, whether it be education, whether it be work-related, but we certainly are using a lot of technology. Number 9, scams. Number 8, relationships with China. Number 7, celebrities who are either sick or who are dying, and how they're helping other people as well. Number 6, the education situation we find ourselves in, or the lack thereof. Personal relationships, number 5, number of divorces around, very interesting. The political realities of the presidential race, number 4. The markets and the economy, number 3. The healthcare system under complete scrutiny, number 2. And statistics, projections of what's going to happen as we move ahead here in the season of the virus. That's it. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. 44 past the hour. We get to number 1 after this.
Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
The healthiest bread option is something that's made with whole grains. It needs to say whole grain.
Dietitian Angie Murad says that's true for bread and other grain products, like whole wheat crackers.
Whole wheat pasta, brown rice.
Whole grains are unrefined, meaning they still contain the bran and germ.
The bran provides fiber in it. It also provides antioxidants.
The germ delivers B vitamins, protein, and some healthy fats.
So when you include all parts of the grain, there are health benefits.
Murad says to be aware of packages with sound-alike slogans.
So if it says cracked wheat or multigrain or seven grain, those don't guarantee that it's a whole grain.
She says some whole grain products have a special stamp on the package. Otherwise, look for the words whole grain on the list of ingredients.
Whole grain, that's what you're looking for as the first ingredient.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps You'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second part of our overview of the stories that get listed. This is for the week of March 30th to April 3rd. The people list includes at number 10 a combo of Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's bin Salman. Heard it pronounced both ways. He's running Saudi Arabia. So maybe the two of them can knock each other off if we're all lucky. Prince Charles and what's going on with the English leadership, number 9. Xi Jinping, or whatever his name is, president of China. Joe Biden, number 7. Gretchen Whitmer is at 6. Ron DeSantis at 5. Governor Cuomo at 4. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for number 3. Anthony Fauci is at number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1 position on the charts for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It doesn't hurt to remind everybody to be conscious, to be safe, to be well, and to take care. Words of wisdom from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, now we are into number 1 land here. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues, who every week in the Talk Radio Review go through the items from Talkers Magazine. So, number 1 is a focus on the statistics, projections, some of the stuff we were just talking about. One of the things that I sort of got a kick out of, I don't know if that's the right word, the right phrase, but people asking whether or not someone who's healthy or who looks healthy can still get the virus. Of course, you dummies. Yeah.
Yep.
Anybody can get
the
stuff.
We could all be vectors. We could all be carriers of it. So that's the danger.
And actually, before the symptoms show up, right before that is when we are the most contagious.
Yeah.
Right.
The first week, they say. Yeah.
Yep. And my doctor, who's on the air with us, Dr. Ken Cronow, said I probably had a touch of it myself after I'd come across the country. Hard for anybody going through that experience not to be exposed to all kinds of stuff. No matter how good your immune system is, you still are going to be susceptible to it. I would like to spend a minute talking about this captain who was on the aircraft carrier. The Navy has decided to relieve him of his command. This is the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. He kept asking for help. He's got thousands of men apparently on in the crew who have this. And he sent a letter requesting help to stop the spread of it and to get the sailors off the ship. 93 of them apparently are very sick. And so the brass didn't like it, and they've yanked him off of the ship, saying that he may be under too much stress to be a thoughtful commander. Come on.
Sounds like he's doing exactly what a commander should do.
Right.
He's protecting the soldier. I don't know. That sounds very shady.
Yep. Doesn't sound like an honorable way to It's just, and in this time when eyes are on it, it's so small. It's the pettiness of some of these things. I would think the guy would be a hero trying to.
Well, and I would actually ask how they all got it and spread it around. Maybe there's some.
That's a good question.
Before we totally go to his defense, we should probably see what happened.
Well, but he didn't give it to him.
Captain, though. No, I don't think he gave it to him. But were there bad practices going on the ship? Like what happened leading up to that? I guess would be my question.
That's a question we won't answer now, Jennifer, because we're out of time. Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here with an overview of the top five items this week as deemed by Victoria Keelan, who's our conventional tech wizard or expert or certainly researcher. Top five items from the world of technology that most of us can identify with. This isn't how to build a computer stuff. This is how to use the stuff, the technology that's around. And I see that Instagram, number five, and how they're helping local restaurants is a great focus to begin with, Victoria.
Yep, Instagram's co-founder, Mike Krieger, he's working on a new project. It's called Save Our Faves, and it's a website that gives the Bay Area a one-stop shopping platform where they can purchase gift cards to give a boost to the restaurants that are local, who are, we know restaurants are struggling really badly right now during this crisis. And he said, your favorite Bay Area restaurant might close forever. Help save it. It's a seemingly small gesture, but it means that the business gets income today to stay afloat through the crisis. So hundreds of restaurants are now listed on SaveOurFaves.org, and more are being added every day. It's arranged geographically by that region. I also think that once this gets up and rolling in the next few weeks, I think we're going to see Mike Krieger roll Save Our Faves out into different parts of the country. This, obviously, nationally, we all have our favorite local mom-and-pop restaurants, and they really, really need our help. And so on Save Our Faves, you can go on. It's basically a business directory, and you can buy a gift card for any amount from $5 up to $500, and you can keep it for yourself or you can give it as a gift, but it certainly helps put some cash into the bank accounts of these restaurants who still have to pay rent and loan repayments and insurance and supplies and things like that. So it's a great thing that he started.
Number four is an app that lets you send pizza to people who are helping on the front lines.
Yep, this is another great story that came out this week. The pizza delivery app is called Slice, and they've partnered to in this new group called Pizza Versus Pandemic. It allows citizens to feed the frontline workers who are putting themselves at risk every day. Doctors, nurses, health administrators, everyone working in the hospitals. And so essentially 2,700 pizza places are now signed up across the country. And so you can go on to the, if you have a local medical facility that you want to send pizza to, you can. Or if you just want to make a donation, then Slice will use that money and goes into a fund, and then they will send pizzas out to hospitals. So in New York right now, it's been great because not only does it help the frontline workers, but it also helps pizzerias stay in business. And they've been sending 20 to 50 pizzas at a time in New York to different hospitals. So yeah, it's really great. And so that's on the Slice app. And if you go on there, you can find Pizza Versus Pandemic.
Number three on our list of the top five tech stories has to do with the Real ID, which is supposed to take place. Everybody's supposed to have it by the 1st of October. That's been changed, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this week, obviously, you know, as President Trump said, no one wants everybody running to the DMV right now to try to, or even in the next few months.
The DMV's open?
Not right now, no. But when they do open up, you know, they don't want this to be a mad dash to the DMV with large crowds of people. So the Real ID deadline has been pushed back by 1 year. So October 1st of 2021 is when you will need a Real ID to fly. And so that's domestic. Obviously, internationally, you still need your passport. If you fly domestic and you don't have a Real ID, then you're going to also need your passport for that, because this is a next level of identification and security. And this actually stems from the 9/11 commission. That's how long it's taken to 20 years it's taken to get the Real ID going.
But hopefully it won't take that long to get your checks from the government.
Yeah.
They roll this stuff out. Number two, the government using mobile ad location data to study the virus. This looks interesting.
Yeah. Kind of taking a page from some other countries, less invasively, though. The U.S. government is now using cell phone location data from the mobile ad industry to figure out where the clusters of coronavirus are. Essentially, what they did already, they discovered large numbers of people gathering in New York City in a park. They notified local officials. Cops show up. They bust up the group. And so that's kind of the way that we're going to be going. And I think that we'll see more of this focused data recovery as we move forward with this.
Number one this week, Girl Scout cookies!
This is the best news of the week. We have to end on a high note. For the first time in the history of the organization, Girl Scout cookies are available for sale online. So all you need to do, I bought my fair share. All you need to do is go to the Girl Scout cookies, girlscouts.org, and then you can order your cookies right from there. So that's the best news of the week by far.
That is. Those are the top five tech stories applying to all of us here. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.